弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴在主日里面再一次的相聚。
I'm very glad that we can meet together again on Sunday morning.
我们一起来敬拜神。
That we can worship God together.
今天呢，我们就会讲到这个系列有关属灵恩赐的最后一讲。
And today will be the last sermon in the series of spiritual gifts.
那前面几讲的话，我们分别讲到属灵恩赐的各种特性。
In the previous messages, we have gone through several topics about spiritual gifts.
我们这个系列的第一讲讲到富甲天下。
The first message was on being heavenly rich.
那是讲到如何去认识属灵恩赐。
Which talks about how we can discover and to understand our spiritual gifts.
那第二讲我们讲到各尽其能。
And the second message was on each according to the gifts.
是讲到我们如何去使用我们的恩赐。
It talks about how we use our spiritual gifts.
那第三讲我们讲到合乎中道。
And the third message was on making a sound judgment.
怎么样去看待我们和他人的属灵恩赐。
How do we look at our own and others' spiritual gifts?
那上个星期我们讲到如何去挖掘我们的属灵恩赐。
And last week we talked about how we can discover our spiritual gifts.
那这个星期呢，我们是最后一讲讲到如何培养我们的属灵恩赐。
And today the last message will be on how do we cultivate our spiritual gifts.
那么大家知道这是个什么东西？
What is this?
是一个宝剑哈。
It's a precious sword.
那这是一个非常珍贵的文物。
It's a very precious relic.
那1965年才出土。
It was unearthed in 1965.
那这个是叫做越王勾践所使用的宝剑。
And this sword belonged to the king of Yue. His name was 勾践。
那么这个宝剑呢，大概距现在呢，已经有将近2500年的时间。
It has a history about 2500 years.
那当这个出土的时候
And when it was unearthed,
这个宝剑居然一点都没有生锈。
There was no rust found on this sword.
而且据说当时刚刚出土的时候呢，这个宝剑居然还可以非常的锋利，可以划破16张的纸全部穿透。
And when it was unearthed, it was said that this sword was so sharp that it can cut through 16 pieces of paper.
所以说这个宝剑是可以想到说当时中国的这个铸造的这个工艺可以达到这个相当高的水平。
It also manifested the fact that during the time this sword was made, Chinese art craft was so good.
所以后来的就是专门有人拿这个宝剑去做一些分析。
So somebody did an analysis on this sword.
那么他分析的结果发现这个宝剑是有很多一些特点的。
And then after the analysis, they found there's some special qualities about this sword.
那么其中一个很明显的特征是呢，就是这个宝剑的剑身呢，不同的部位它金属的含量是不一样的。
One of the special findings was that the sword that was made in different parts, there was different ingredients.
这就保证这个宝剑和其他的这个一般的剑作用是不一样的。
So which assured that the function of the sword was totally different from any other sword.
你怎么可以做到这一点，让这个宝剑在不同的部位上它的配方是不一样的。
How can a sword be done in a way where in each different part they have different formulas?
就是说这个宝剑不是一次铸成的。
So that sword was not made one time.
它是经过很多次的铸造。
After many times of forging.
那么最后才能打造成这个样子。
And at the end it was made in this way.
所以一个价值连城的宝剑呢，是要经过反复的锤炼的。
So the most valuable sword was made repeatedly.
实际上属灵的恩赐也是一样。
It's the same with our spiritual gifts.
你有了属灵的恩赐，那只是一个原材料而已。
So when you have a spiritual gift, that was like a raw material.
你要想这个恩赐能够更好的被神来使用，那是要经过反复的打磨才行。
So how your spiritual gifts can be used by God well,that your gifts need to be repeatedly being hammered and being polished.
上个星期我们有16位弟兄姐妹参加培训。
Last week we had 16 brothers and sisters joining the training.
那么都有去这个测试自己的属灵恩赐有哪些。
And they all did a test on what their spiritual gifts are.
那么我们发现自己的属灵恩赐只是 培养恩赐的第一步。
So to discover our spiritual gifts is the beginning point of cultivating our spiritual gifts.
那么接下来我们就说怎么样能够去培养我们的恩赐。
And next we need to know how can we cultivate our spiritual gifts.
所以我们今天看的经文呢是在罗马书的第十二章。
And the scripture we're going to look at today comes from Romans chapter 12.
一到八节。
Verses 1 to 8.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开罗马书第十二章一到八节。
So if you have your Bible, please turn to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 8.
我来读中文，裴师母来读英文。
I will read in Chinese, and Mrs. Petal will read in English.
罗马书第十二章一到八节。
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 8.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我凭着所赐给我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
For I say,through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。
For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络之做肢体也是如此。
So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言。
Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith.
或做执事就当专一做执事，或做教导就当专一教导。
Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teaches on teaching.
或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
Or he that exhorts on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity.He that rules with diligence, and he that shows mercy with cheerfulness.
Yeah. 所以这段经文，保罗在谈到属灵恩赐之前，罗马书的第一十二章的第一节和第二节。
So before he goes into talking about spiritual gifts, first Paul talks about in verses 1 or 2 about ourselves.
那么是讲到我们的心愿哈。
It talks about our desire.
所以你知道了自己的属灵恩赐，第一步怎么样去培养，首先必须有这个属灵的热情。
So after you have found out your spiritual gift, the first thing you need to do is first you must have the spiritual passion.
所以第一节跟第二节很多人都是背下来的，这两节经文非常的
Most people have memorized verses 1 and 2.
这两节经文非常的重要。
These two verses are very important.
所以保罗说，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭。
So Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
那叫什么叫献祭啊？
What is a sacrifice?
那么在旧约当中献祭，我们知道他们有用动物来献祭。
We know in the Old Testament, when they offer sacrifices, they use animals.
或者用粮食来献祭。
Or they use food.
那么这些献祭呢是来向神来赎罪。
And these sacrifices were given to God for their redemption.
或者来向神来求的平安呢。
Or to ask God for his peace.
那么 这个祭物有特别的规定的啊。
And there are stipulations on these sacrifices.
所以有时候要求动物要有多大的年龄，要没有残疾等等等等。
Sometimes stipulates that the age of the animal or whether the animal is without blemish.
所以任何东西带到神的面前来，不是随随便便就可以拿来。
So anything you bring to present to God, it cannot be done carelessly.
那么这些献祭的方法都是暂时的哈。
And these methods of sacrificing.
那么直到主耶稣基督在十字架上他一次的受死献祭
Until Jesus Christ died on the cross that he offered himself up once for all
那么成为一个永远的活祭
It will become an eternal glorious living sacrifice
那么是神跟人的关系可以得到和好
That man and God can reconcile
那么这里保罗讲到信徒也应该将自己的身上献祭的时候
So here when Paul talks about believers should also offer themselves up as a living sacrifice
那这呢是指是我们在耶稣基督献祭的基础之上
And this talks about the foundation of Christians offering ourselves up as a sacrifice
所以我们跟神有一个非常特别的关系了
So we do have a very special relationshipBetween us and God.
所以我们献祭是神是喜悦的是接纳的
And when we do offer ourselves up God is pleasing to our sacrifice and he accepts it
就像我刚才讲不是可以随随便便拿个什么东西就可以献给神的
Just like what I said previously that when we do sacrifice to God it cannot be done carelessly
所以我们可以在神面前献祭是一种荣耀
It is a glorious thing to do when we can offer ourselves upAs a sacrifice.
而且那也是一种特权
It's also a special privilege.
所以这个身体的献祭的方式身体其实就是我们一个能力所在
And when we talk about offer ourselves our body talks about our abilities.
我们如果再有好的想法再有很好的能力如果没有这个身体的话我们什么事情都做不了
If we have good ideas we have good abilities but without the body we can do nothing.
所以保罗说让身体献祭就是让我们的整个的生命可以为神所用
So when Paul used our body he was referring to that all our being we need to offer it up to God
所以这里讲的就是属灵的恩赐首先必须有一个什么必须有这样一个心愿
So before we talk about spiritual gifts we must first have this kind of mindset
所以没有这样一个心愿所有的恩赐都没有用了
Without this desire to offer ourselves up, all our gifts are nothing.
那以前有一个所谓的神童哈。
There once was a genius.
那么他从这个13岁就开始上大学哈。
And when he was 13, he began his college education.
那么到16岁他就可以大学毕业哈。
And he graduated college when he was 16.
然后呢就很快但是他这样从小在这个环境生一种长大之后他突然间他对这个没有兴趣了哈
So living in such an environment he gradually lost his interest in studying
那么最后这个神童是在做什么工作呢
So what did he become? What did he do afterwards?
所以他就在一个杂货店做这个销售的哈
He became a salesperson in a grocery store
其实是个非常聪明的人
He was a very smart person
但是他从小在这种一个这样的环境长大他发现他对学习对用脑筋他产生了一个厌倦的情绪
So living under such circumstances he became tired of exercising his brains
他不想做所谓的神童他只想做一个平平凡凡的
He no longer wanted to be a genius but he wanted to be just a common person
所以当人没有意愿的时候
So if someone without a will
你有再大的潜能
No matter how great your potential is,
也不会发挥出来的了。
You will not use it.
所以现代科学发现啊，人这个大脑啊，实际上有很多的是没有被开发出来的。
And modern science has discovered that a human brain, a very very little of our brain is being used.
所以我们现在这个人的这个大脑是很少的一部分。
So we use a very small part of our brain.
所以如果能够全部开发出来，我想人的那个潜能啊。是不得了的。
And your brain can be fully developed or fully used, there's no telling how much we can do.
所以属灵的恩赐也是一样。
It's the same way with our spiritual gifts.
所以我们每个人呢，都有一个很好的潜力。
And we all have a great potential.
当我们把这个潜力 可以发挥出来的时候哈。
But when we can use to the fullest of our potential.
那我想这个人生的价值是完全不一样的。
I think that your life's value will be totally different.
所以以前在密苏里州啊，有一个年轻人哈。
There was a young man in the state of Missouri.
其实家里面是很平常的一个家庭。
He came from a very ordinary family.
但是他两岁的时候，他母亲就去世。
And when he was two, his mother passed away.
后来他父亲又结婚。
And then his father remarried.
但是从小他是跟着他的哥哥嫂嫂一起长大。
But he grew up with his brother and his brother sister-in-law.
Yeah.那后来不久他的父亲也去世了。
Later his father also passed away.
所以呢他从小就是做各种各样的工哈。
So he did various jobs ever since he was little.
其实他所受的教育呢实际上真的是那个质量并不是特别的优秀哈。
Actually his education wasn't all that doesn't have good quality.
但是他就有一个信心说他说他想追求更好的去认识神。
But he had this confidence that he wanted to pursue and know more about God.
所以他读完中学上大学然后又回到他家乡的附近去一个在一些小的教会里面他来做传道。
So after high school, after college, he returned back to his hometown and became a minister at a church.
那么后来他就特别想知道说神怎么样可以用他的话语来改变人的生命。
And later he wanted to find out how can God use his words to change people's lives.
所以他在威斯康辛的大学去专门读一个哲学的博士的学位。
So he went to study philosophy, a degree for philosophy in a college in Wisconsin.
那后来他在这个我们加州的这个南加大做哲学系的教授。
And then he became a professor.Of philosophy in University of Southern California.
所以神这一生带领他的脚步哈，完全超乎他自己所设想。
So how God led his path of life was totally beyond his own imagination.
所以只是一个单纯的少年人。
He was a very simple young man.
但是他追求他的这个热忱的是追求神的时候哈。
But when he passionately pursued after God.
所以神就大大的使用他。
God used him greatly.
所以这个人名字就是叫魏勒德 ，Dallas Willard.
So his name is Dallas Willard.
所以当他去世的时候，那么他留在他身后有非常宝贵的一笔遗产。
So when he passed away, he left a great legacy behind him.
就是他对基督教所做的贡献，关于属灵生命的教导。
The legacy was his contribution concerning spiritual gifts or the teaching of the Bible to the world.
所以我们可以看到神所使用的人很多原先本本就是很平凡的人。
So we can see that God used many people who were ordinary.
但是如果我们把有这个热情去挖掘我们的恩赐
But if we have this passion to discover and to use our gifts,
那么所得的效果就是超乎一些人的想象。
And the effect will be beyond our own imagination.
虽然这个世界上聪明的人很多哈。
Actually, there are many, many smart people in this world.
但是不是所有的人都能可以成就的。
But not everyone can achieve to a level that they expect.
在这里面，意愿扮演了一个非常重要的。
So we can see that a person's desire played a very, very important role in what you can achieve.
所以不但人应该有意愿哈。
So not only do we need to have a desire.
而且应该我们有这样的心智哈。
We also have this ambition or this will.
这个心智是什么？要在专一在我们的这个恩赐上要下功夫。
Which is that we need to put an effort in the spiritual gifts that we have.
所以这里。保罗在第三节就讲到说我凭着我的恩对你们个人说不要看自己过于所当看的。
So in verse 3, Paul says, Let each man do not look at yourself above what you should think of yourself.
要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
But to think yourself according as God has dealt to every man.
所以接下来第四节跟第五节又讲到了一些属灵恩赐的特性哈。
And then in verses 4 and 5, he again talked about many special characteristics.
那这些特性呢，首先是讲到每个人都会有 一种的恩赐。
First is that each one is gifted by God.
每个人可能都有不同的恩赐。
And then each one is gifted differently.
那么没有人具备所有的恩赐。
And then no one is bestowed with all the gifts.
其实在过去的几讲中，我们从哥林多前书已经反反复复的看到保罗在讲同样的道理。
Actually, from our previous messages, we can find that Paul is repeating his teachings a lot.
那么这里为什么保罗在重复哈？
And why does Paul repeat again here?
那我们当中有做老师的哈。
Many of us may be teachers.
那即使你教到大学做老师，最好的教导一个方法就是什么？就是重复。
And the best teaching method in college is to repeat.
其实圣经里告诉我们很多的真理哈。
Actually, there are many truths we can find in the Bible.
有很多东西其实我们是非常想知道，但圣经没有讲的。
And there are many other things we want to know, but the Bible doesn't tell us.
但是圣经讲的东西，它往往反反复复的要讲。
But what Bible wants to teach us, it repeats a lot.
为什么要反复讲呢？
Why does the Bible repeat so much?
反复讲就证明什么？很重要。
It proves that it's important.
我们常常会忘记。
Many times we tend to forget.
常常会误解。
And we misunderstand.
常常会忽视。
And we ignore them.
所以这里面保罗就反反复复讲到这些恩赐的特点。
So Paul repeatedly talks about special features of spiritual gifts.
所以恩赐的特点呢，不在乎你怎么样去比较的哈。
好 ，So these gifts and we cannot compare.
那么恩赐的特点是什么？恩赐要彼此的搭配啊。
Means we need to collaborate.
所以恩赐给了我们，不是让我们跟人去比较的。
When God gives spiritual gifts, it's not for us to compare among one another.
只有恩赐彼此在搭配的时候，它才能发挥出一种超乎寻常的效果跟能力。
It's when we collaborate our spiritual gifts, it can excel.
所以当我们不晓得这样的道理的时候，我们常常会比啊，比来比去。
So when we don't understand God's purpose, sometimes we tend to compare with one another.
所以这就是我们这个社会所流行的一种病哈。
This is an illness this society encounters a lot.
这个病呢，你是在这个医科的这个教科书里面是查不到的哈。
This illness cannot be found in the medical book.
你要去看医生呢，也治不了的。
You want to go see a doctor, the doctor cannot cure
you. 保险公司呢，他也不会来给你报销的哈。
And insurance companies will not cover this illness.
但这个病非常流行哈。
It's a very popular disease.
我们每个人都会多少会感染到一点。
Each one of us may be infected by it.
就是什么？我们喜欢跟人家比较。
And that is we like to compare with other people.
但是神给每个人的恩赐是不一样的。
But God has given us different gifts.
所以他不希望我们去拿这个东西比来比去。
He doesn't want us to compare amongst ourselves.
而这个东西是什么？要彼此的搭配在发挥的功效。
But that we can collaborate together.
所以以前我们教会里有个姐妹，她很会做这些电脑的东西哈。
I had a sister in our church who is very good at doing computers.
那另外一个姐妹看到她会说，我也要像她那样好哈。
Another sister said, "Wow, she's so good. I want to be as good as she can."
所以别人做一个 PPT 花一个小时就做完了。
So somebody can work on a PPT for an hour.
她非要说也要比较，要做一个，结果她花了一夜的功夫不睡觉才能做出那个 PPT。
But she also wanted to compete in that, so it took her whole night.
你有自己的恩赐，你可以在自己的恩赐上去做嘛。
So you have your own gifts and you can excel in your own gifts.
所以没有必要去这样去比较。
There's no need to compare with others.
所以呢，保罗这里边讲的特点就是告诉我们恩赐的这个特性，就是要提醒我们要常常在培养恩赐是注意的。
So Paul repeatedly reminds us that these special features of spiritual gifts that we need to pay attention to.
我们就是在这些事上分心了。
Sometimes, you know, we kind of divided our attention to these.
所以在培养我们恩赐，如果在这上面分心的话，我们就没有办法去集中在这个怎么样去培养我们的恩赐的事情。
So as we cultivate our spiritual gifts, if our attention is focused in the wrong area,then we lose the opportunity to cultivate our own gifts.
所以同样的在彼得前书第四章第十节这样说哈。
So in the same way, Paul says in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10,
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍。
So as everyone has received the gift, even so, minister the same one to another.
做神百般恩赐的好管家。
As good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
所以这里彼得讲的跟保罗讲的是一样的道理。
So what Peter talks about is the same as what Paul talks about.
第一个讲到是彼此服侍。
First, he talks about we need to serve one another.
就说你按照你的恩赐的目的是什么？是彼此的服侍，而是不是彼此的竞争。
The purpose of your spiritual gift is to serve one another and not to compete with one another.
然后说什么呀？我们要做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And then we need to be good stewards of God's manifold grace.
所谓管家，管的不是属于自己的东西。
A steward does not take care of his own stuff.
是别人的东西。
Someone else's stuff.
那么我们做神的管家，我们管理的不是我们自己的东西，是属于神的东西。
As stewards of God, we don't take care of our own stuff, but we take care of what God has given us.
所以属灵的恩赐呢，是神给我们的，但不是我们自己的东西。
But spiritual gifts are given by God, so they do not belong to us.
是属神的东西。
So they belong to God.
所以我们的责任是怎么样去发现，怎么样去培养，怎么样去使用。
So our responsibility will be how to discover, how to cultivate, and how to use them.
可能有时候我们会想啊。
Sometimes we may think.
啊，这一生啊，我可能还真是，我觉得神给我的恩赐还不够多哈。
So in my life, I don't find God's gift to me is enough.
我如果像我们的总统川普一样哈。
If like our president Donald Trump.
20岁，我老爸就给我$1,000,000去创业的话。
When I was 20, my father gave me $1,000,000.
我大概现在也不至于这样，我肯定啊过得不一样的生活了。
I wouldn't be like this today, you know. I should be living differently.
很多时候我们想象不到说神给了我们有多少。
Sometimes we cannot think enough of what God has given us.
有一部电影啊，我不知道大家有没有看过，这个电影叫Bruce Almighty 啊。
There was a movie called The Bruce Almighty.
中文呢翻译成叫冒牌天神呢哈。
So in Chinese it's called the disguise.
所以这个讲到这个 Bruce 这个年轻人，他非常的不屑一顾，他对神来说是不相信的哈。
Bruce was a person who ignored God.
然后他说我对神有很多问题的哈。
He had many questions about God.
所以结果有一天居然他见到神的哈。
But one day he met God.
他说他有很多问题哈。
And so he told God, I have so many questions.
那么最后神让他看到一个文件的一个档案哈。
And so God led him to many documents.
那个文件的档案一打开好长啊哈。
And then the file opened, it was so long.
里面他说神说我给了你这么多这么多这么多。
And God said, I gave you this many, this many, this many.
我想这就是我们将来见神面的时候哈。
So when we do see God one day,
我们是说神你给我的太少了。
Can we tell God, God, you have given me so little?
但是实际上我们如果去仔细的思想的话，
But if we do think carefully,
实际上神已经给了我们很多很多。
Actually, God has given you a lot.
其实我们没有发现我们的那些宝藏。
Just that we haven't discovered all these treasures.
我们没有抓住神所给的那些机会。
And we haven't gotten hold of all the opportunities that God has given us.
所以时间也就这样的慢慢的就流失过去。
So time just went by.
所以培养恩赐啊，不但要有属灵的热情哈。
So to cultivate your spiritual gift, not only do we need to have the spiritual passion,
也应该有这个专一的心智哈。
We also have to have a focused attention.
那么这样的话呢，能可能帮助我们来进一步的去让我们的恩赐可以发挥功用。
And then they will help us to develop the function of our spiritual gifts.
所以培养恩赐首先就要使用。
So to cultivate our spiritual gift, first of all, we need to use them.
所以有机会的话呢，就要把自己的恩赐去使用出来。
So you have any opportunity, you need to use your spiritual gift.
如果你有音乐方面的恩赐，
if you have a music gift,
那你就去使用你的恩赐去，不是教会。
Then use your gift to serve the church.
那么所谓的一回生两回熟哈。
First you are very raw to it, but then you become familiar with it.
熟能生巧嘛。
And by practice, it makes perfect.
你第一次做的时候可能就比较生疏。
First time trying it, you may feel, you know, you don't know it very well.
但是你做多了怎么样？你就会 越来的越熟练。
So the more you do, the more you become skillful.
那么也更加的会有信心。
And then you will build up your confidence.
以前我们教会有一个姐妹，她是在小的时候她弹过钢琴的。
Once there was a sister at church, when she was young, she played piano.
那后来她已经很多年不弹钢琴了。
And for many years, she didn't touch the piano.
那到了上大学的时候，到教会里面，教会里需要有弹琴的人。
So when she went to college, she went to church, and we need a pianist.
哎，她就开始去慢慢的学习怎么样去做司琴。
So she rehearsed, and then she began to learn how to be an accompanist.
哎，她就是越做越好。
And then she did better and better.
所以呢，神就是这样的来使用哈。
So God uses us in such a way.
如果我们不用这些恩赐的话，这些恩赐怎么样就消失了，不见了。
If we don't use our gifts, then they disappear.
所以这就提醒我们要去使用哈。
So this reminds us that we need to use the gifts we have been given.
所以很多时人那样使用恩赐去服侍，很多人有一个担心哈。
Sometimes people worried about using their gifts.
我如果做的不好该怎么办？
What happens if I don't do it well?
如果我要做，我一定要做得很好。
If I want to do it, I have to be the best.
如果我觉得我不能做到最好，我就不做。
If I cannot do the best, then I will not do it.
这个不是使用恩赐了。
This is not using your spiritual gift.
我们看这个结果胜过于怎么样？我们去使用恩赐的这个过程。
This mentality focus on the result other than the process.
所以没有必要去患得患失，害怕失败的。
So do not fear about a failure.
那以前我们的教会还有一个司琴，她这个姐妹司琴是什么水平呢？她是有一个在钢琴方面的博士学位。
Once there was a sister in a church, and her piano level was very high. She has a PhD degree in the music.
如果你去比较的话，你大概你这个水平，你别人他弹琴，别人都不要弹了。
So if you want to compare with her when she plays, you may as well give up.
但是这个服侍就不是什么，不是比较的。
But to serve is not to compare.
所以第一个你就要使用你的恩赐。
So first you need to use your.
那第二个方面就要接受回馈哈。
Secondly, you need to be able to receive feedback.
因为在我们使用的时候，别人会给我们反应哈。
Because when we do use our gifts, people will give us their feedback.
那这是我们一个提高的一个很好的机会。
And this is how we can improve ourselves.
那么特别是在教会里面服侍，那么有些人都曾经做过这方面的服侍。
Especially in church ministry, some people have already done certain part of the ministry.
那就是会很好的来做我们的一个帮助。
And they can be a great help to us.
而且呢，在服侍的时候要晓得我们是什么，要装备跟培训。
So we need to be aware of this one thing, that when we do serve, we need to get training.
那我们知道，如果你做一个小的生意都需要一些培训的，对不对？
We know even to start a small business, you need a certain type of training.
不管你是开一个餐馆呢，还是开一个商店的哈。
Whether you want to open up a restaurant or open up a store.
请人来做事都要培训的。
To hire an employee, they have to go through training.
人再小的一个生意，他都有他自己的窍门哈。
好， even with a very small business, it has its own knack.
所以有他自己要一定的规则去遵守。
And they need to abide by certain rules.
所以教会也不例外的。
So church is not an exception.
所以参与教会的服侍，培训也是必不可少。
So to get involved in church ministry, training is also necessary.
所以我们在使徒行传里看到一个非常有恩赐的人。
So in the book of Acts, we see someone very specially gifted.
这个人非常有恩赐去讲道。
He is good at preaching.
他的名字叫亚波罗，对不对？
And his name was Apollos.
但是呢，那么他来到地方讲道，那么当时这个由一对基督徒的夫妻来接待他。
So when he went preaching, there was a couple in the church who received him.
那就是百基拉跟亚居拉啊。
Which is Aquila and Priscilla.
那么他们就发现说，亚波罗还没有完全晓得基督耶稣的道啊。
They discovered that Apollos hasn't fully comprehend the message of Jesus Christ.
所以他们就把有关耶稣的事情来教导给他。
So they taught him things concerning Jesus Christ.
你看亚波罗这么一个有天分的人哈。
Such a talented person as Apollos.
都需要接受培训的。
You need training.
所以那最后一方面是讲到说，那么 培养我们的恩赐是什么？要有个人生的规划。
Lastly, I want to talk about when we do cultivate our spiritual gifts, we need to have certain type of planning.
如果神给我们五年、十年、二十年的时间
，If God gives us 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years,
我们应该怎么样做
？How should I cultivate or how should I use my spiritual gifts?
所以这项会帮助我们去能够去思想哈。
And with this kind of mindset, it helps us to think.
怎么样去在长期有规划的来发展我们的属灵恩赐
？How to plan in long term our spiritual gifts？
可能有人说我年纪已经大了哈。
Some people may say, "Oh, I'm getting old."
淑菲，中国有句俗话叫什么？人生七十古来稀哈。
Chinese has a saying that when you reach 70 years old, not many people get to that age.
不过现在很多人活到90多岁哦。
But now many people live up to 90.
你算你如果70岁的话，今年哈，如果要谁让你活到95岁啊
？So if you're 70 and if God wants you to live till 95,
你是还有多少年啊
？You still have how many years？
你整整还有25年的时间。
You still have 25 years.
你怎么样去花这25年的时间
？How you spend this 25 years away？
25年很长的时间嘞。
It's a long time.
那是又一代人出来了，对不对
？Another generation will rise up.
怎么样去使用哈
？And how can you use this 25 years?
是神是让我们去来思想的哈。
So God wants us to think about it.
那以前我在美国这个研究生院读书的时候，遇到一个教授哈。
When I was studying at the graduate school, I met a professor.
他的名字叫 Dr. John Fan 哈。
His name is Dr. John Fan.
Yeah. 那么他是做质谱方面的。Mass spectrometry. Yeah.
His specialty was in.
Yeah, 是跟我的专业是对的。他是从耶鲁大学来到我们那个学校退休。
He came from Yale to our school when he retired.
那么当然他是这个方面非常出色的。
So he was an expert in this area.
那么耶鲁大学啊有一条规定哈。
But there is a rule from Yale University.
如果你到70岁的话，你是。Mandatory retirement.
So you have to retire when you reach 70 years old.
就是到你70你必须要退休的。
You have to retire.
所以 Dr. Fan 到70岁了，学校就说对不起，你要退休。
So when you reach 70 years old, the school tells him, sorry, you have to retire.
他不服气呀。
And he didn't buy it.
他确实也是啊，年纪很大的时候，他的脑子是非常的 sharp 啊。
And his brain was still very sharp.
那么学校就把他给他一个很小的一个办公室。
So the school offered him a very small office.
然后他的那个实验室也变得很小的一个地方。
And his lab also shrunk.
那么他就非常的生气。
So he was upset.
但是他也没有办法。
But there was nothing he can do.
他因为他很热爱科学，他还继续要做他的实验。
And he loved science. He still wanted to do his experiments.
哎，就是在他七十岁之后。他有一项科学技术的发明哈。
And so when he reached 70, he also invented a scientific method.
这个呢，就是太技术性的我不讲。这个专利呢，后来他就申请了美国的专利哈。
And this is too technical. I don't want to go to explain it, but he applied for a patent.
耶鲁大学一开始没有注意哈。
And the Yale University did not notice that in the first place.
过了几年之后，他发现。哇，这个发现不得了，是一个革命性的一个改变。
But several years later, this colleague found out, wow, this invention was incredible, it's revolutionary.
因为以前的质谱只能分析那个小分子的哈。
Because what they did before can only analyze a very small
molecules. 那么现在它可以分析大分子，就是蛋白质啊，什么这些东西哈。
But now it can analyze major proteins.
所以呢，为此耶鲁大学还跟他打了一场官司哈。
So Yale University had a lawsuit with him.
所以他一气，他不带耶鲁，再跑到我们学校去。
So he has left, he abandoned our school and went to another school.
哇，七十岁之后的发明哎。
He invented this after he was 70 years old.
所以我在读这个研究院的时候，我们几个人都说，这个是可以得诺贝尔奖的。
So when we're in the graduate school, we say, "Oh, this invention can win the Nobel Prize."
但是诺贝尔奖从来没有颁给过死人的哈。
But Nobel Prize has never been awarded to dead people.
当时 Dr. Fan 已经有80多岁，我们说， 哇，他要得多活几年，说不定能夺诺贝尔奖呢。
And he was already 80-something years old, and we said, oh, if he lives longer, maybe he will receive the Nobel Prize.
果然，他在93岁那一年，他就得到了诺贝尔奖。
So when he was 93, he won the Nobel Prize.
所以，永远不要说你太老了，什么事情都不能做。
So, never say I'm too old and there's nothing I can do.
所以，恩赐是神给的。
So spiritual gifts are given by God.
但是我们的责任是要怎么样去培养自己的恩赐。
And our responsibility is to cultivate our spiritual gifts.
那么才能使我们的恩赐能够达到一个更高的境界。
That our spiritual gifts can reach to a higher level.
那么我们这个属灵的恩赐，那到现在为止呢，就五次全部都讲完了。
So I have finished the series on spiritual gifts.
我不知大家怎么想，大家哎呀，陈牧师终于讲完了。
I don't know how you feel. Oh, finally, Pastor Qian has finished.
每次听陈牧师讲到，压力好大。
Every time he talks about spiritual gifts, I feel such pressure.
先，我希望不是陈牧师要给你们任何的压力哈。
It's not I who want to put pressure on you.
你做不做，神的教会都照样的。
Whether you use it or not, the church will go on.
这是。关系到我们每个人怎么发挥我们生命当中的潜能哈。
But it concerns how we develop the potentials in our life.
那么当我们的生命的潜能能发挥出来啊。
When our potential can be brought out.
我想我们人生的价值得到一个体现哈。
I think we will realize the value of our personal life.
不但你自己是最开心的。
Not only you will be very happy.
你周围的人怎么样也都会因为你这个恩赐怎么样能够得到造就的。
People around you can be edified by your spiritual gifts.
所以今天的最后一讲培养到属灵的恩赐哈。
So the last message today talks about how we cultivate our spiritual gifts.
所以我们讲到说怎么样一定要具备这个属灵的热情。
So first of all, we need to have this spiritual passion.
那培养恩赐呢，还要一定有。专一的心智。
Number two, we need to focus our attention.
很多时候我们分心的话，我们没有办法集中精力在我们的恩赐上。
Sometimes when we're divided, we cannot focus on our gifts.
那最后说，我们去使用我们的恩赐。
And lastly, I talk about how we can use our gifts.
能够去接受别人的回馈。
How can we receive other people's feedback?
然后参与培训。
To get involved in training.
知道神在我们生命中的目的是什么。
And to know God's purpose for our life.
那我的盼望是说，我们的每一个人的生命都能够到一个最大程度的发挥。
And my hope is that every one of our lives can lift out the full potential.
所以我非常感谢主，我们教会虽然是一个很小的教会，但是我们有很多非常有恩赐的人。
I'm very thankful to God, even though our church is very small, but we have many gifted people.
而且很多的弟兄姐妹都在参与服事。
And many brothers and sisters are involved in serving God.
我们教会参与服事的这个人数的比例啊，我看远远超过一般的教会的这个比例。
I think the ratio of people participating in the ministry in our church is much higher than other churches.
所以为此我非常的感谢神。
For this, I'm very grateful to God.
我也希望大家说可以花时间去发现自己的恩赐，
然后
能够把它使用出来。
I also want everyone to spend some time to discover your spiritual gifts and then to use them.
那么我不知道大家有没有听过和氏璧的故事哈。
I don't know if you heard the story of the jade of the He family.
那么以前呢，在这个春秋战国的时期哈。
In the spring.Autumn and the Warring State period.
那个时候有一个人叫卞和的哈。
And there was a man whose name was 卞和。
那么他发现了一块石头，他知道这个石头里面有一个有一个宝玉在里面。
And he found a stone and he believed that there is a precious jade hidden in the stone.
那么他就献给了当时的国王哈。
So he dedicated the stone to the king.
于是这国王就叫这个专家来鉴定哈。
And then the king invited experts to examine the stone.
那个专家看了他就说，这个根本就不是什么玉在里面，这就是一块普通的石头。
And the expert told the king, oh, this is not a very special stone. There's no jade in it. It's just a common stone.
所以国王就非常的生气。
So the king was very angry.
你拿一个破石头来欺骗我哈。
So you deceive me with this rotten stone.
于是就把他的左脚给砍掉。
So he chopped off his left foot.
那么就把他赶出去了。
And got rid of him.
所以过了很多年，这个国王去世了，另外一个国王又继位哈。
So many years passed, and the king passed away, and then the new king.
那卞和还不死心，他说这个石头里面实际上是有块非常珍贵的宝，他又把这个玉献给这个新的国王。
And 卞和 was still very confident in the stone, so he dedicated the stone once again to the new king.
那这个国王呢，又叫来这个专家来鉴定，那再看看这个石头。这个是不是有宝玉在里面
？And the king once again invited experts to examine the stone again.
那这专家又说了，这个就是一块普通的石头，一点都不值钱的。
And then the expert said the same thing. This is just a common stone. It's worthless.
那么最后这国王就生气，他说把他的右脚也砍了。
And the king got very upset and said, chop off his right foot.
把他赶出去哈。
And kick him out.
后来这个国王又死了，这个第三个这个新的国王。又来继位
and the second king died also and the third king rose up
你说他还要不要去献呢
do you think Benhe would again dedicate the stone to the third king
他就两只脚全没了
and he lost his two
那再砍就剩手了哈
if they would chop again the probably chop off his hand
所以呢他抱着这块石头就在山上大哭哈
so he held to the stone and wept on the mountain
他哭了三天三夜哈
for 3 days and 3 nights
最后眼泪都哭干了就剩就有血水都流出来、啊、
And his tears dried out, even the blood. You know, he was crying out blood.
哎，这新的国王听了这个消息之后呢，说，哎，这个很奇怪，怎么就派人去问他哈、
啊、？So the new king heard the story and he felt very strange. So he sent someone to 卞和。
他说：“你这么哭，是不是因为你这个两个脚都被人家砍掉了
？”He said, "Did you cry because your feet were chopped off?"
他说：“不是因为我的脚被砍掉，是因为。”我手上有这么好的一个宝贝，居然没有人可以认识它。
He said, "No, it's not because of my feet, but because I have this such a precious stone, but nobody recognizes it."
所以这个国王啊，就这回就特别的小心，于是他就派了几个专家专门去鉴定这个石头。
So the king was very attentive, and he invited several experts to examine the stone again.
结果把这石头凿开以后呢？这里面真的是有一块宝玉。
When they did open up the stone, they found a very precious jade inside it.
这个宝玉不是一般的质量哈。
And this jade was not a common quality.
这历史上就称为和氏璧哈。
In history, we call it the jade of the He family.
所以中国有好几个成语都是跟这颗和氏璧相关的哈。
And Chinese have many proverbs.Relating to this jade.
所谓价值连城就是指的和氏璧。
When you say the value is above what the city is worth, it refers to this jade.
所谓完璧归赵也是指的这个和氏璧。
To talk about this perfect jade to return to the Zhao kingdom refers to this jade.
所以从来不要让别人告诉你你能干什么或者你不能干什么。
So don't ever let anyone tell you what you can do and what you cannot do.
愿神的灵在我们的心里面来工作。
May God's spirit work from our hearts.
我们就能够发现这个所谓藏在外表的这个石头里面，神所赐给我们的恩赐乃是价值连城的。
To find out that the gift that God has given to you inside of you.Is worse than anything else.
正如诗篇一百三十九篇十四节这样讲。
Just like Psalm 139 verse 14.
我要称谢你，因我受造，奇妙可爱，你的作为奇妙，这是我亲身知道。
I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well.
愿神祝福我们在座的每一位。
May the Lord bless every one of us here.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们知道你造了我们。
Because we know that you have made us.
你奇妙的创造使我们的生命里面有很多宝贵的恩典。
Your marvelous creation has given us many, many of your grace in our life.
我们感谢你将这些 宝贵赐给我们。
We thank you for giving us these treasures.
我们恳求主，你也帮助我们来借着这一系列的属灵恩赐的教导。
And we pray that you will help us through these messages.
能够让我们能够发现我们生命中的潜能。
That we may discover the potential we have in our life.
我们愿意将我们的身体献上，当作活祭。
We are willing to offer our body as a living sacrifice to you.
恳求主您来使用。
We pray that you will use them.
使我们的生命可以彰显出耶稣基督的荣耀。
That our life can reveal the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
将我们在座的每一位都交托在你的手中。
We commit everyone here into your hands.
求主你祝福我们。
May you bless us.
与我们同在。
And be with us.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.